Everyone, this is Jedi with another audio update regarding Rustin. I'm a month in now. I moved here on September 4th, and now it's October 3rd, so tomorrow, I guess, technically is the one-month anniversary, if you will. And I thought I would let you know kind of what's up. On the school front, I remind you that I'm taking two classes, the psychosocial aspects of blindness and the research methods class. I was supposed to take immersion but placed out of it, so it's just those two classes. In the psychosocial aspects class, we've been doing a lot of talking relating to consumer groups and why they're important, and this upcoming Monday, which is tomorrow, we'll be talking about training centers, what sets our training centers apart from non-NFB training centers, and in fact, I will be doing a 10-minute presentation to the class on that topic specifically. We are also doing some field work with the center students visiting their seminar. We have to do little journal articles about what we've talked about in seminar, what kinds of topics we've explored, how the staff and the students interacted at the seminar, all those kinds of various nuances, because at some point we'll have to be leading seminars in our profession as we get better and more mature, etc., etc. In the research methods class, we're talking about all of the different ways one can organize data statistically, and I'm guessing soon we'll be talking about how to make sense of that organization and that data. And we're also talking about experimental design. Now, I'll have to create a research paper that designs an experiment. So it's just a proposal. I don't actually have to carry out the experiment, unfortunately. But if I like the topic well enough, I may consider doing so in the future. So the trouble is, what topic precisely do I want to look at? And I think I might do something with the blindness field because it's what I'm doing in school. I'm gladly interested in hearing your suggestions, what kinds of topics y'all might be interested in hearing more about. And other than that, there's a hell of a lot of reading in the stats class and a lot of complicated mathematical formulas, which for some of you are easy breezy, but for me are bloody miserable. Recreationally speaking, in Rustin, as is the case, you've got the pub and you've got the Walmart, and that's just kind of the way it is. Now, the weather here is still gorgeous. In fact, I just went hiking at a local park yesterday, and there's some foliage on the ground down there. There's not much in the city. The trees still have their leaves, so that's interesting. We can definitely tell that the weather is getting cooler. It's not as hot as it has been. We're in the 70s and 80s pretty consistently during the day and in the 40s and 50s at night, mostly in the 50s. So that's pretty coming closer to consistent for this time of year. And on the recreational slash school front, my group and I will be traveling alongside the center students to a rock climbing adventure someplace in Arkansas, I think, and so that should be interesting. I will definitely fill you in on that when I get back. And other than that, that's kind of the state of the union here in Rustin, Louisiana, and I look forward to hearing more about what's going on in your lives if you so choose to share them with me. And your convention is coming up, which is exciting. I'm afraid I won't be able to attend just because school, I think, is going to keep me busy, especially as we get closer to the end of the quarter. My quarter ends on November 15th. Actually, no, excuse me, it ends on the 17th. So we're already coming up on midterms next week, and that is going to be exciting. Well, that's about the state of it. I will talk with you folks later, and keep in touch.